We had some technical issues at the beginning of the match. Here's how the beginning of the match went. After trading points for the first few points in the first set, Fort Recovery went on to win the first set by a score of 25-11. The Lady Indians controlled the beginning of the second set, and we now join the second set in progress.
Bash was waiting right there and slammed it right down their throats. Timeout, Delphi St. John's. The score is 16-9. Fort Recovery Lady Indians with a 7-point lead here.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Again, we'll be at the St. Mary's Invitational on Saturday. The first match for Fort Recovery will be around, I'm guessing, 10:30. They're gonna play a match before Fort Recovery, which starts at 9, and it's the best out of 5. So I'm guessing Fort Recovery will play around 10:30, even though it's listed as 10 o'clock on the schedule. We'll be there to bring you that match, and Fort Recovery will play immediately after that one, and we'll have that one also on the radio for you. Here's Paige Judy on a smash and got the kill. Paige Judy with the kill. And Carly Stone gets another service point. She will continue to serve. That is number 11 unofficially for her now in the match tonight as far as service points. There's a smash and a block by Fort Recovery. The set for Delphi St. John's. Here's the hit back over. And they're going to say Delphi St. John's was in the net. So that's a point. No. Fort Recovery was in the net. Fort Recovery was in the net. So it's a point, Delphi St. John's. That ends the Carly Stone serve. Serving here for Delphi St. John's, Erica Munter. And there's a kill for Cassie Martin. Another point, Fort Recovery. It's 18-10. Lady Indians pulling away to nail this one down. Anna Knapke will now serve for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve, or is it? No, it's out. A little too long. Side out, Delphi St. John's. Going back to serve now is Maddie Ellis, one of the seniors on the Delphi St. John's Lady Blue Jay team. Good serve. Carly Stone passing to Maddie Rammel. Rammel will set for Hannah Knapke. Oh, what a nice hit. And return by St. John's, but it goes out of bounds. Off the dig, and that's a Fort Recovery point. That was a wicked smash for Fort Recovery there, and Kelsey Judy will go back to serve. 19-11. Kelsey's good serve at the net, and there is out of bounds by Paige Judy. So it will be St. John's serving. Brianna Altenberger will go back to serve again. Here's a smash by Paige Judy out of bounds. I take that back. That's actually Hannah Bakke serving. Bakke is serving. So give her a service point. That's her first of the evening. 19-13. Hannah Knapke digs it out, passing to Kelsey Judy. Judy sets for Paige Judy. Paige Judy on the hit. Here's Delphi St. John's back to Fort Recovery. And a smash and a kill for Delphi St. John's. 19-14. St. John's trying to pull a little bit closer here. Another service point for Bakke. Here's Hannah Knapke passing to the net. Maddie Rammel dinks it over. Delphi St. John's back to Fort Recovery. Saving it was Hannah Knapke, and she dived to the ground and just stuck her arm out, and it falls inbounds, and nobody played it for Delphi St. John's. That's Hannah's first kill of the evening. Alexis Bupp will now serve for Fort Recovery. 20-14 here. What's the problem? Not sure. Official was talking to one of the side judges, but I guess we're ready to go. Alexis Bupp will serve. And here's the smash by Delphus St. John's. Kelsey Judy to the net. A battle at the net. Ball still up for grabs on the Fort Recovery side. Carly Stone on the smash. Delphus St. John's keeps it alive. Back to Fort Recovery. Kelsey Judy will set for Maddie Rammel. Rammel on the dink. And Delphus St. John's cannot make the return. It's a service point for Alexis Bupp. 21-14 now. Lady Indians won the first set, 25-11. This one's been a little tougher, but the Lady Indians pretty much have been out in front the whole way. Good serve there by Bupp. Back to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone on the hit, back over, and got the kill. As St. John's not able to return it. 22-14 now. Give Bupp another service point. She has quite a few this evening. Good serve again. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Bupp digs it out, passes to Kelsey Judy. Maddie Rammel now on the hit. Here's the smash back to Fort Recovery, and they're going to say out of bounds. That was off of Ellie Suker. So Bupp gets another service point. She has 2, 4, 6, 8 service points so far this evening. In comes Paige Fortkamp for the last few points here. 23-14. Alexis Bupp on an ace serve. That is her first ace of the evening. And there's a service error that time for Alexis Bupp. Good serve by Delphus St. John's. Thinking it over is Paige Fortkamp. Back to St. John's. Back over to Fort Recovery. Over off of Carly Stone. And out of bounds. Point for Delphus St. John's. 24-16 now. Here's a good serve by St. John's. Dug out by Hannah Kanapke. Passing to Kelsey Judy, who sets for Paige Judy. Or I'm sorry, that's Brooke Garkey. Now back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set for Fortkamp, and Fortkamp got the kill. Paige Fortkamp gets the kill, and that is the second set, 25-16. Lady Indians win set number two here, so we lead 2-0. We'll be back in a moment here from the Fortside Fieldhouse right after we pause for this on PG-14 and J Country 101 Radio. Good evening. You're listening to Fort Recovery Volleyball tonight. Fort Recovery Volleyball leading 2-0 here at the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Wayne Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday, will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary. For all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacist. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Little Susie brought in a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked what was in it.
A turkey.
Let's see it.
Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
Folks, get your Cooper Farms smoked sliced deli turkey meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back to Portside Fieldhouse. We move on to set number three. Lady Indians leading 2-0 here. Pretty good control of this match tonight. The last set there was a little closer. Fort Recovery serving first here in the third set. Good serve. There's a smash by Cassie Martin. And a hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kelsey Judy will set for Martin, and Martin gets the kill. Cassie Martin with the kill. Give a service point to Kaya Wendell. That's only her second service point this evening. Lady Indians have not been able to get it going while Kaya's been serving tonight. Another good serve there. Alexis Bupp passing to Kelsey Judy. Here's a smash by Carly Stone, and she gets the kill. Now maybe this is the time that they'll get on a run here. Fort Recovery will get on a run. We'll see. Good serve again. There's the set for St. John's. And they hit it into the net. Abby Bittner trying to get the kill there, but unfortunately she hit it into the net. Kaya Wendell gets another good serve. And they can't get it. Delphi St. John's can't make the return. Actually called a hitting error. And so Kaya Wendell will serve again. 4-0. Four straight points for Kaya Wendell. Here's the dig by St. John's, and they hit it out of bounds. Another Kaya Wendell point. And St. John's wants timeout. Timeout, Lady Blue Jays. Lady Indians leading here in the third set. 5-0 for the match. We lead 2-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Delphi St. John's on the verge of suffering their first defeat of the year as they came in 4-0, Fort Recovery 3-0. Fort Recovery knocked off Jay County the other night, 3-0, but all three sets were very close. There's Kaya Wendell on another good serve. Back to Fort Recovery, Maddie Rammel dinks it over. St. John's back to Fort Recovery. Oh, beautiful save by Kaya Wendell. There's a free ball by Alexis Bupp. St. John's played it. They should have let it go. Alexis Bupp will Pass to Wendell. Wendell free balls it back to St. John's. There's the set for St. John's. The hit off of Fort Recovery's fingertips. Kelsey Judy will set for Carly Stone, and Carly gets the kill. That was going to be another close one, but you got to go for that. That was very close to going out of bounds, and it might have, but I'm not blaming St. John's. Oh, wait. They did give the point to St. John's for some reason. I don't know what. There must have been a call at the net or something. Here's Carly Stone on the smash, and this time she gets the kill. That stopped the Kaya Wendell serving a moment ago when we had the side out to Delphi St. John's. So now it's going to be Maddie Grammel. 6-1, Lady Indians leading here. Here's the set for Delphi St. John's, the smash, and a kill. Nice job over there. And going back to serve as the libero for St. John's, who is Kennedy Clarkson. Clarkson's serve is dug out by Kaya Wendell. Stone will pass to the net to Cassie Martin. And Cassie Martin gets the kill. That's Cassie's third kill of the evening. Here's Carly Stone serving. Good serve. Get back to Fort Recovery, but out of bounds. Smashing that one was Rachel Hellman, but she hit it out of bounds. Again, if you've tuned in for the Colts game with the Bengals tonight, you can hear that on our AM station, 1440, or at 105.3 FM. 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. And Carly Stone hits it into the net on this serve. That's her second service error of the evening. 8-3, Lady Indians leading by 5 here in the third set. Now serving for St. John's is Erica Munter. Good serve dug out by Kyle Wendell. Passing to the net to Maddie Rammel. And Rammel sets for Cassie Martin. And Martin hits it out of bounds. Right idea, but not quite in bounds. So give a service point to Erica Munter, and she will serve again. 8-4. Lady Indians leading by 4. Kyle Wendell will dig it out to the net. Maddie Rammel sets for Paige Judy. And Paige hits it out of bounds as well. Too much strength here for Fort Recovery. Another service point for Erica Munter. Good serve there. Rammel will set for Cassie Martin. This time, Cassie did not hit it out of bounds and got the kill. Cassidy Martin with the kill. It's 9-5. Lady Indians side out. And Hannah Knappe will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. High school volleyball from the Fortside Fieldhouse this evening. Rob Weaver here. Glad to be with you. Hannah Knappe on the serve. Here's a smash by St. John's. Dug out by Maddie Rammel to Knappe. Here's Olivia Patch on the hits. St. John's keeps it alive. Back over to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone digs it out to Rammel. Rammel will set for Paige Judy, and it goes out of bounds. Paige was on the left side facing St. John's, and that ball rolled all across the top of the net and went out of bounds. So side out St. John's. Here's Maddie Ellis serving for the Lady Blue Jays. 9-6. There's a kill for Fort Recovery. I think it was Brooke Garkey. And it's 10-6 now. And now going back to serve is going to be Kelsey Judy. Kelsey has 3 service points so far tonight. So she's not had a lot of opportunities to serve here. And there's an ace serve for Kelsey Judy. That's what we like to see. Another good serve. There's the pass to the net, and free balling it over with St. John's, and Fort Recovery couldn't handle it. Oh, my. St. John's got lucky there. They were lucky to get it across the net. The player was standing with her back to the net, just hit it, and Foot Recovery couldn't play it. Serving now is Hannah Bakke for St. John's. Good serve. Paige Fortkamp hits it over, and St. John's cannot return it. Side out for recovery. Now it's 12-7. And it's going to be Miss Alexis Bupp going back to serve for Fort Recovery. Again, we'll be at St. Mary's on Saturday for the St. Mary's Invitational. Fort Recovery will play two matches. They'll play their first one about 10:30, and the second one immediately following. There's a smash at the net by St. John's, a block by Fort Recovery, and St. John's cannot cannot return the volley. So it's point Fort Recovery. Now here's Alexis Bupp serving. 13-7. Lady Indians leading by 6. Good serve. Dink back to Fort Recovery. Kelsey Judy will set for Carly Stone. And Carly gets the kill. For Carly tonight, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 kills now. She's starting to heat up a little bit. Alexis Bupp will serve again. She has 10 service points on the night. And it's a good serve back to Fort Recovery. Here's Paige Fortkamp, and Paige gets the kill. Her second kill this evening. Paige is only a freshman. So Alexis Bupp will serve again. 15-7 now. Lady Indians leading by 8 here in the third set. They won the first set 25-11. Won the second set 25-16. And the serve this time is too long. Service error for Fort Recovery. They've had a few more service errors than what I would like to see from them tonight. Now Ellie Suker will serve for St. John's. And we got a double hit called on Fort Recovery. Point for Suker. She has 4 service points tonight to lead her team in that category. Here's the next serve. A nice line drive serve played by Bupp. Here's Carly Stone on the kill. And it's 16-9 now. Carly with kill number 9. Alexis Bupp will pass back to Kaya Wendell, who will now serve. Kaya wears number 13, so she is not superstitious. She's the libero for Fort Recovery. Good serve. There's a block by the Lady Indians, but out of bounds. 16-10. Delphi St. John's draws a little closer. Side out St. John's now with that hitting error. Now going back to serve for St. John's is Kylie Munter. Good serve. Cassie Martin tried to get it over but could not do so. Point for Kylie Munter. She will serve again. It's 16-11 now. Delphi St. John's trying to make one more run here before getting shut out in this match. Dug out by Carly Stone. There's Kelsey Judy. The smash by Cassie Martin. And it's out of bounds. Too long. Another point for Kylie Munter. That's her 4th service point of the evening. And this one's a service error in the net. So there's a side out Fort Recovery. And that makes it 17-12 now. Paige Fortkamp will go out. Maddie Rama will come in, and Maddie will do the serving. This one's a good serve. Delphi St. John's passing cross court. Nice hit there, and Delphi St. John's gets the kill. 17-13. Side out St. John's. Now serving is their libero, Kennedy Clarkson. Dug out by Kaya Wendell. To the net to Maddie Rammel. Here's Carly Stone. And Carly gets her 10th kill of the night. She's in double figures again in kills. Now Carly Stone will go back to serve. She He has a bunch of service points, 12 or so. Good serve again. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kyle Wendell will dig it out. Here's the dink over by Paige Judy. Now back to Fort Recovery. Judy will smash, and St. John's back to Fort Recovery. Going to call a double hit. Double hit on St. John's. Carly Stone will go back to serve again. And this is another good serve. It's 19-13, by the way. Back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel sets for Carly Stone on the deep hit, and Carly hits it out of bounds over the end line. St. John's will now serve. 19-14, side out Lady Blue Jays, and Erica Munter will go back to serve. One of the two sisters on the team. Good serve, and there's an ace serve for Munter. That is the first ace serve of the evening for St. John's in all three sets. Erica Munter will serve again. And dug out by Kaya Wendell to the net. Maddie Rammel will set for Olivia Patch. Patch dinks it over. Back to Fort Recovery, and there's a kill for Delta St. John's, Maddie Ellis. And Fort Recovery wants to call time as St. John's is pulled a little closer. It's 19-16, Fort Recovery leading only by three.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery football tomorrow night will be at Valley View, which is south of 70, not too far from Dayton. Good luck to the Indians. That'll be a good matchup there for them tomorrow night. Very tough challenge for them. And there is a service error for St. John's, so good timeout by Chelsea Colling for Fort Recovery. That was a service error on Erica Munter, and now Anna Kanapke will go back to serve. It's a good serve. Here's the set for the Lady Blue Jays. Block at the net by Fort Recovery. Back to the Lady Indians. Maddie Rammel will set for Olivia Patch. Patch on the hit. Here's the free ball back over to Fort Recovery. Paige Judy on a smash, a block, and it's hit out of bounds by Paige Judy. Side out, Lady Blue Jays, 20-17. Lady Blue Jays trying to stay alive here. They trail 2-0. This is the third set. If the Lady Indians win this one, it's over. Good serve there by Maddie Ellis. Here's Paige Judy on the hit. Back over to the Lady Blue Jays. Back to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone able to play it. Here's Hannah Kanapke on a smash and got the kill. Hannah Kanapke, a nice kill, her second of the evening. It's now 21-17, Fort Recovery by four. And going back to serve now for the Lady Indians will be Kelsey Judy. So far, Kelsey tonight has a total of 5 service points, including 2 aces. She also has a kill. It's a good serve. And not quite an ace serve. They were able to play it, but they free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Here's Paige Judy on a smash. Hit it into the net. And it's side out Lady Blue Jays. Serving now is Hannah Bucky. 21-18. Lady Blue Jays hanging in there here in the third set. Good serve by Bucky. Dug out by Carly Stone. Here's Paige Judy. Dinking it over. Smash by St. John's to Paige Judy. Judy gets the kill. Paige Judy's had a great night. Been a while since she's had a kill, but that gives her 2, 4, 6, 8 kills on the evening so far. And makes it 22-18. And Alexis Bupp will go back to serve. Let's see if we can finish out this set and get this match over with. And it's a good serve. Here's the smash by St. John's, and give the kill there to Maddie Ellis. Matty Ellis on a kill. 22-19. Kelly Suker will serve to Carly Stone. Stone passing, gets it back, hits it over. St. John's able to play it. Here's the smash and a block at the net. And St. John's cannot make the return. Point for recovery. Here comes Kaya Wendell in with 2 points to go. They may wrap it up. 23-19 is the score right now, and timeouts called by St. John's, so we'll be back.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
And Nature's Green Nursery, especially proud of this young lady, Carly Stone here. Senior standout for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Carly, the daughter of Steve and Nicole Stone, and usually in double digits for kills every night. Good serve by Kyle Wendell, and there's a kill for St. John's for Rachel Hellman. 23-20, St. John's draws back to within three. Going to have a conference here with the judge and the one of the line judges. I don't know what that's all about. I have no idea what that was all about. Maybe the judge thought it was tipped or something. I don't know. The official thought it was tipped. There's Kylie Munter serving it out of bounds for St. John's, and that gives Fort Recovery 1 point to win this match. 24-20. Going back to serve, the winning point perhaps is Maddie Ramble. Here it comes. It's a good serve. Pass to the net and back over to Fort Recovery. Alexis Bupp to Maddie Ramble. Here's a smash by Carly Stone, and she gets the kill, and it's over. Carly Stone with the kill, and it's 25-20. Lady Indians winning the third set and winning the match 3-0. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio right after we pause for this.
Elizabeth with Wayne Street Market here to let you in on a little secret. The month of September, we have a special event going on. Monday the 11th through Sunday the 24th, there will be a special Wayne Street Market Fall Fest. The event will include a 12-hour meat sale, produce specials, demonstrations of some of our products, a wine and canvas night, cookout event with a meet the law enforcement night in the parking lot, and more. Look for our flyer on Facebook or in store for more details. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, wrapping things up. First of all, let's take a quick look at the football schedule tomorrow night for the MAC teams. Fort Recovery, again, playing at Valley View, a very important game for Fort Recovery. If they want to make the playoffs this year, they really need to win tomorrow night. It doesn't necessarily rule them out if they don't, but it would make things a lot easier to get into the playoffs if they can win that game tomorrow night at Valley View. Marion Local is at Patrick Henry tomorrow night. Delphi St. John's doesn't play tomorrow, but they play on Saturday against LCC. Coldwater plays at Clinton Massey tomorrow night. Anna will play at Brookville. Minster will play at Covington. New Bremen will be at Missinewa Valley. The Cardinals could start 2-0 on the year. They've got a good chance to win that game tomorrow. Parkway will be at Spencerville. St. Henry will be at Eaton. And Versailles will be at Delphus Jefferson tomorrow. Again, Fort Recovery will play at Valley View. Good luck to the Indians. You can hear the football game, if you can't go, on FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow evening. Again, our next volleyball broadcast is Saturday when Fort Recovery plays in the St. Mary's Invitational. The Lady Indians have two matches on Saturday. We'll bring them both to you. The first one will start around 10:30, and then the second one will immediately follow that 20 minutes after the first one's over. So you can hear those two matches from St. Mary's Memorial High School on Saturday if you can't be there. Now, real quickly, again, recapping the scores. Fort Recovery won the JV matchup tonight, 25-18, 25-11. They're 4-0 on the year. Fort Recovery won the varsity tonight, 25-11, 25-16, and 25-20. They are 4-0 on the year. That hands Delphus St. John's their first loss of the year at the varsity level. They are 4-1. Once again, Carly Stone led the way, the outstanding senior. She had 11 kills and 13 service points tonight. Had one ace out of those 13 service points. Alexis Bupp had 11 service points this evening, including an ace. Paige Judy had 8 kills tonight. A lot of those came in the first set. Paige Fortkamp had a couple of kills. Brooke Garkey had 2 kills and a block. Kyle Wendell had 6 service points. Maddie Rammel with 3 kills and 2 service points. Cassie Martin had 7 kills. Cassie also had 1 service point and 1 block. Hannah Kanapke had a couple of kills and an ace serve. Kelsey Judy had 5 service points, including 2 aces. And Olivia Patch with 2 kills and 1 block. So those are the unofficial stats for Fort Recovery this evening. Lady Indians go to 4-0, beating Delphus St. John's tonight, 3-0. That is going to wrap up our broadcast. We're going to join the IU Radio Network at this particular time. So we invite you to stay tuned for the IU and Ohio State game, which will kick off here a little bit after 8 o'clock. So that's coming right up. The pregame show is currently going on, so we'll be joining the pregame show. We thank you so much for listening here this evening. For our studio producer, Eric Catterly, for Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com, I'm Rob Weaver saying good evening, everybody.
You've been listening. Coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.